This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado has two new laws aimed at improving security for elections and election workers. CPR's Benta Berklin reports.
Governor Jared Polis signed one bill into law aimed at preventing insider election security threats. It now requires 24/7 video surveillance and safeguards for voting machines. It also increases penalties for tampering with election equipment. The second bill he signed increases penalties for harassing, threatening, or intimidating election workers and staff just for doing their jobs. It also allows workers to keep more personal information private. I'm Benta Berklin, CPR News.
In the U.S. House Thursday, members of the Judiciary Committee talked about proposed gun control legislation. Colorado Congressman Joe Neguse described the provisions that he supports.
The safe storage requirements, which we passed in Colorado last year, raising the age required to buy semi-automatic rifles from 18 to 21, another common sense measure.
The proposed bill would regulate so-called ghost guns and ban bump stocks. Republicans argued the measures would not have prevented recent shootings. Colorado Republican Ken Buck called the bill shallow and inconsequential. Investigators say a fire set by the U.S. Forest Service likely destroyed a home in southwest Colorado last month. The wind fanned the embers of the prescribed burn near Montrose into a larger wildfire. The Forest Service has put a pause on prescribed burns in national forests. The Colorado Avalanche lead their NHL playoff series 2-0 after a shutout last night against the Edmonton Oilers. It was 4-0 at Denver's Ball Arena. The Avs need two more wins for a shot at their league championship and hockey's Stanley Cup. It has not been a great season for the Colorado Rockies. They're in last place, and there is controversy in the stands at the Rockies' home park, Coors Field. Fans do the wave, and not everybody likes it.
It's something that I think is a stupid thing in sports, especially baseball.
And that story is just a bit later in this hour. This is CPR News.